Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
A homeless man is under arrest for allegedly grabbing a 7-year-old boy and smashing his head into the ground. 1010 Winds newsman John Montone with more live from Kew Gardens this morning. John?
Yeah, Lee, the raging, shirtless, homeless man saw the child and set upon him. Police say 35-year-old Lawrence Gendro picked up the 7-year-old boy who was sitting on his grandparents' front steps, picked him up and slammed him head first onto the sidewalk. The boy's grandfather, Naftali Portnoy, tells CBS 2 News he called 911 and followed the homeless man down the street.
His first words out of his mouth, I'm bipolar and something about kill the kid. I could have killed the kid.
Well, this morning, the little boy is in critical but stable condition. Gendro, who has been arrested on other occasions and has a history of emotional disorders, was taken into custody and will be examined by a psychiatrist. John Montone, 1010 Winds in Kew Gardens.
A shooting inside a bodega in Brooklyn last night was fatal. Dwayne Smith got into an argument with the shooter inside the KHF supermarket on Flatbush Avenue near Parkside Avenue in Prospect Lefferts Gardens just before 10 last night. The suspect pulled out a gun and fired several shots, hitting Smith in the chest and stomach. He was rushed to the hospital but didn't make it. The shooter ran off. Police are still looking for him. A couple of crooks picked the wrong guy to rob last night near Times Square. They walked up to Steven Spatero at 41st Street and 10th Avenue. One gestured to his waistband as if he had a gun, and the other said, "What you got?" Then one of the men punched him in the face. But Spatero is an NYPD captain in plain clothes. He pulled out his gun and pointed it at the muggers. They ran off empty-handed. They're still looking for them. Dozens of pit bulls doped up for battle have been rescued from dogfighting ringleaders in Manhattan and Uniondale.
The dawn raid here at West 162nd Street near Broadway and later in the morning on Cooper Court in Uniondale netted 2 arrests and 28 dogs. Many pit bulls or pit bull mixes, some officials say, appear to be pumped up on performance drugs. Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea tweeting the raid was part of a large-scale ongoing cruelty investigation. More arrests are expected in this dogfighting ring. The pups were turned over to the ASPCA. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Washington Heights.
The Vampire of Bryant Park has been arrested. Again, Daniel Ventre has been biting off the heads of pigeons and drinking their blood. This time, the homeless man was caught on a surveillance camera breaking into the bar area of an outdoor cafe where he stole some alcohol. When he's not drinking pigeon blood, the 36-year-old spends his time drinking alcohol, smoking pot, and yelling at parkgoers. Now he's been released under supervision. 5 Trinitarios gang members convicted of murder and the death of Junior Guzman will be sentenced today in the Bronx. They all face the possibility of life in prison without parole. The NYPD has busted a million-dollar heroin ring in the Bronx and arrested the alleged ringleader, 35-year-old Wadley Tavares, in an apartment on Andrews Avenue North. They say the location was being used to package opioids, cocaine, and crystal meth. Tavares is being held on $200,000. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.